go to the Word today. The book of Numbers is where we're going to be emphasizing. Today's message is entitled, Breaking the Barnea Barrier. Breaking the Barnea Barrier. Israel marched defiantly out of Egypt. They spent some time at Mount Sinai. But about 18 months after departing from Egypt, they came to a region called Kadesh Barnea. It's an area in the southern part of what we call Israel. Back in those days, of course, it was not Israel. It was called the Promised Land. The Israelis sent some men to explore the land. These 12 spies were assigned to march through the Promised Land and give a topographical sketch to Israel and its military leaders. These men went into the land and they, after 40 days, returned to Israel and said to the people, "It's truly a prosperous place. It flows with milk and honey." In other words, it was a place of plenty. So Israel's spies agreed, all 12 agreed, that the land was truly the promised land, the land that God had promised to give the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But then 10 of the spies said there's a big, big problem. This problem I call the Barnea Barrier. Just like the sound barrier. Just like the sound barrier was a barrier to flight in the eyes of man. Men in the early 1950s thought that no one could break the sound barrier and their plane stay together. But finally they broke through that sound barrier and now we fly at supersonic speeds. So these Israelis, they were facing a barrier at Kadesh Barnea. They said, the land is great, but there are powerful inhabitants. There's barrier after barrier. We cannot possess what God promised. We cannot have fulfillment of our desires and our dreams. There are 7 powerful nations in the land. We can never overcome them. There are large fortified cities. We could never defeat them. There are giants in the land. Giants that would easily defeat our soldiers. We can't attack those people because they are stronger than we are. Brother, sister, don't we face Barnea barriers? We would love to tell our neighbors about Jesus, but we're afraid of what they would think. That's a Barnea barrier. We would love to make application for a better job, but we say to ourselves, I'm unable to do it. A Barnea barrier. We say to ourselves, I would love for my family to be born again, but things don't look good. I might as well quit praying for them. That's a Barnea barrier that you have succumbed to. You're saying the same thing the spies said. We can't attack those people because they are stronger than we are. God can't bless my church. God can't bless my Christian life. All of these are Barnea barriers. But there were 2 spies who had a totally different attitude about life. Joshua and Caleb. They said to the people of Israel, we should break through the Barnea barrier, for we can certainly do it. So, brother, sister, you can believe God for your family's salvation. You can make application for a better job. You can believe God for financial prosperity. You can believe God for spiritual prosperity. You can believe God to give you the ability to witness to others that you've been afraid to witness to. You can break the Barnea barriers that want to give you into the hands of a miserable life. Here's how we do it. We break the Barnea barrier by quitting our assumptions that we know the enemy's thoughts. You see, the Israelis came to the border of the Promised Land. And they started assuming they knew what their enemies were thinking. Listen to these words in Numbers chapter 13, verse number 33.
We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them.
Here, the Israelis said, we saw the descendants of the giants there, and we looked like grasshoppers in their eyes. They were assuming they knew what the enemy was thinking. We do the same thing. We assume we can't be victorious tomorrow. We assume we can't witness because we assume that people will try to argue and their arguments against Jesus will be better than our arguments for Jesus. You know what assumption is? Assumption is to take as truth something that can't be proved. We take without proof, fact or evidence, that we know what's going to happen tomorrow. So the Israelis, they thought they knew what the enemy was meditating on. They believed appearances without any proof. So you see, when you talk yourself out of a better job, when you talk yourself out of being a better Christian, or being a better witness, or a better Sunday school teacher, you are assuming you know what tomorrow holds. Listen to what Proverbs 18:13 says. This is from the Living Bible. What a shame, yes, how stupid, to decide before knowing the facts. I think the NIV, this verse says something about how silly it is to give an answer before you know the facts. So, we don't want to do that. We want to go to the Word. We want to go to God's true Word. Because only His Word is the truth about tomorrow. In fact, here were the Israeli spies, assuming they knew what the enemy was thinking. They thought the enemy was thinking, oh, look at those tiny Israelis. Look at that army, that Israeli army that's so inadequate. But listen to this now. The Bible gives us the enemy's actual thoughts. We're going to go to the book of Joshua, chapter 2. We're going to read verse 10 and 11 because here is recorded what the enemy actually was thinking about the Israelis. Joshua 2, verse 10 and 11.
We had heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. When we heard of it, our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you, for the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below.
Did you hear that? The enemy was thinking, these Israelis serve the God who divided the Red Sea. These Israelis belong to the God who destroyed all of Pharaoh's mighty army. And then this inhabitant of the Canaan land said, our hearts melted. The enemy's hearts were melting because they had heard what God had done for the Israelis, for His people. So you see, so often we talk ourselves out of victory by assuming that we can't do this or we can't do that or we're unable and nobody's going to pay attention to us. We assume what's going to happen in the future. Don't do that. Because all the time, the Israelis were saying, oh, we're grasshoppers in the sight of the giants. The giants were thinking, we can't overcome those Israelis. Their God is too powerful. James 2, verse number 19, says the devils even believe in God and shudder. They tremble. They shake with fear. They are terrified of your God. So we want to say no to guesswork. You see, every time you start predicting what people think about you, every time you start predicting that you can't do this or can't do that, you're operating on guesswork, not knowledge. We want to say yes to the knowledge God gives. Operate on knowledge, not own guesswork, brother, sister. Listen to this. Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 6, it says,
"For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding."
From God's mouth comes knowledge. How do we know what comes from God's mouth? We go to the Word. The Word predicts your victory. The Word predicts that he will help you speak and be a powerful witness. The Word predicts your financial prosperity. The Word predicts that you will overcome the enemy. Go to the Word. Knowledge comes from the Bible. Guesswork comes from our imagination. So who are you going to choose to believe? Your mind, your imagination, the guesses you're making about tomorrow, the guesses you're making about your own victory or defeat? Are you going to believe what God says? Let's look again at the contrast between guesswork and knowledge. Numbers chapter 14, verse number 3 declares,
"Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword?"
Here, the Israelis were guessing. We're going to fall by the sword. We're going to be defeated. We can't win. Now look at the two men in Joshua and Caleb who didn't guess about the future. They predicted the future based on what God said about it. Numbers 14, verse number 9.
"Do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them."
Do not be afraid of them. The Lord is with us. They knew the Word. And so they were making their decisions on knowledge, based on knowledge, not on their guesses or their imagination about the future. Brother, sister, God says he holds victory in store for you. Proverbs 3:7. He holds victory in store for the upright. So why would you want to predict anything else for yourself besides victory if God's Word says that's what he's holding in store for you? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn that shines brighter and brighter than the full light of day. That's a beautiful prediction of your future. So we want to quit trying to assume that we know what the enemy is thinking. And we want to build our lives and our predictions of the future on what God says in his Word. Okay. Secondly, if we're going to break the Barnea barrier, let's silence our fearful thoughts. Silence our own fearful thoughts. Let's read Numbers chapter 13, verse number 30. Here the Bible says,
"Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, 'We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it.'"
Whenever the 10 spies reported to the Israelis, "It's a great land, but we'll never be able to take it. There are too many enemies. There are too many walled cities. The armies are too multiple." The people went into a panic. An uproar began. They began shouting and screaming. Defeat awaits us. But you notice what it says here in Numbers 13:30? It says, Caleb silenced the people. Brother, sister, you have to silence your own fearful thoughts if you're going to break through Barnea barriers and live by faith in God. Fear shouts. Disaster awaits you. Look at Numbers chapter 14, verse number 1.
"That night all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud."
The people raised their voices, and all night long you heard weeping and wailing and mourning because fear was shouting, "Disaster awaits you." Nobody expected victory. You see, fear always shouts into our imagination because fear wants to drown out God's Word. God's Word is the foundation of our life. It predicts victory in all of our future, but fear shouts. Your wives are going to be taken captives. Your children will fall by the sword. You'll never take the land. So, brother, sister, you and me must silence our fears whenever we're wanting to live by faith and attempt the impossible. You can't always prevent fear. But the Christian life is not about driving fear away from you. You're going to feel and experience fear as a Christian. It's just inevitable. Let's read again Paul's words that I've used in previous broadcasts from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5.
We were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within.
Conflicts on the outside, fears within. So you see, fear is going to shout into your ears, you'll never get that promotion. Your family will never be safe. You'll never be an adequate witness. You'll never be able to overcome those bad habits. But we're not going to succumb to fear. Let it shout as much as it won't. But we are going to silence fear by accepting God's help. We want to accept God's help against fear. Did you know in the Bible there are at least 80 commands to fear not? 80 commands to fear not. And you see, whenever God commands us to do something, His command always brings the power to obey. We do not obey God's commands through human effort or self-improvement schemes. We obey God's commands by the power of God. It's like whenever we read the Word of God, the promises of God, along with that Word comes the power to submit to the command. So we can say no to noisy fear. Every one of us. We can say no matter how loudly fear is shouting to our ears. You're going to be overcome. You're not going to succeed. You're a failure. No, let fear shout. We're going to believe the Word. Look at what Psalm 56, verse number 3 says. It declares, when I am afraid, I trust in you. When I feel fear, when fear is shouting in my ears, I choose to trust in the Lord. He was basically saying no to noisy fear. He was shutting his ears to all the words and all the declarations fear was making. Listen to Jesus' words. John 14, verse number 1.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.
Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. You trust in God. Trust also in me. So, brother, sister, these are verses that you ought to plant in your heart and in your mind so they can help you squelch the screams of fear. Whenever fear is trying to drown out God's Word, trying to throw water on God's Word so that you think about your fears more than you think about His Word. I love Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse number 1. Here it says,
when you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them. Because the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt, will be with you.
Okay, we're going to go through this verse again. Let's read the first part, D.
When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours.
There it is. It's a description of how fear operates. You've got a Barnea barrier, it's saying. You face a situation that you cannot overcome, that you cannot defeat. You face problems that seem unsolvable. You face an army with horses and chariots greater than your own. But then it goes on and says,
do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt, will be with you.
Do not be afraid of them. Why shouldn't you be afraid? Why shouldn't you be predicting failure? It says, because the Lord your God is with you. You and God constitute a majority. So, brother, sister, we're going to penetrate this Barnea area. You're going to be victorious. You're going to choose happiness. You're going to choose to be an overcomer because your mighty God is for you. And you're going to say no to fear. You're going to build your life on knowledge and not on assumptions about the future. In fact, let me encourage you, if you're in a place where you can write, you should jot down Proverbs 2:7 in the NIV. He holds victory in store for the upright. I mentioned that a while ago. I love what it says. He holds victory in store for the upright. Now, you're the upright. If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, you're upright because of your attachment to Jesus. And so it says, He holds victory in store. Now, when it says He holds victory in store, I envision huge warehouses. Huge warehouses in which God has stored up one victory after another for you and me. So that's a prediction of your future that's based on what God says. So, we want to build our lives on God's Word because it's truth and not assumption. But next, let me share with you one more point about breaking Barnea barriers. We must look for victory in the right place. Barnea barriers block our view of future victory. Now, nobody knows anything about the future. The next 5 minutes can bring tremendous change in our lives. We weren't made to know the future. So, what happened to the Israelis? They looked for victory in the wrong place. They tried to see themselves overcoming the fortified cities and pulling down the walls of those massive buildings. They tried to envision themselves destroying the giants and the numerous armies. But you see, there is a barrier that prevents all of us from seeing future victory. What we want to do is ignore the future. Anyway, you can't see it. We want to ignore the future and look to our past victories. Now, all of us as Christians have past victories. Our new birth was a victory, and you've had other victories in your health, answer prayer. We want to look to the past at our past future victories. So here was Moses trying to convince the Israelites to break through the Barnea barrier and go on into victory. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 29 through 31. Moses is speaking to the Israelites about their past.
Then I said to you, do not be terrified, do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you as he did for you in Egypt before your very eyes.
Now listen to this. Moses said, don't be afraid of the Barnea barrier. And then he began reminding them of the past. He said, the Lord will fight for you in the future the way he fought for you in the past in Egypt.
And in the desert. There you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a father carries his son, all the way you went until you reached this place.
God carried you in the past like a father carries his son. In other words, with loving care. So Moses will say, quit trying to envision the future and look to your past victories. Look at all those miracles in Egypt. Look at the water God brought for you out of the stone. Look at the quail, the manna. Look at all these victories. So, brother, sister, you need to quit trying to figure out the future. You need to quit trying to envision or imagine the future. You want to build your life on the Word. The Word predicts future victory even though you cannot see it. But you can see past victories. And as you build your faith on the victories of yesterday, it will give you faith. It will give you a new surge of faith to believe for tomorrow, because the God who was your victory yesterday is the same God of tomorrow. He is predictable. Nothing else can be predicted accurately. So, brother, sister, we want to look for victory in the right place. And the right place is in the Word that never changes, and by remembering our past victories. By faith in God, we can break through the Barnea barriers that we face. By faith in God, we can break through the Barnea barriers that stand between us and the victories God promises us. God created you to be victorious. God never created anyone to be a failure. We go through times of failure, but we were created to be victorious. So we're going to go on with life. Barnea barriers should not frighten you or stop you from becoming everything God wants you to be. Attempt to become all you want to be. Attempt God's Word, and His Word will bring your dreams to pass. Let's go to the Lord. Jesus, we love you, we exalt you, we magnify you, and we believe you. We trust in you. Oh God, thank you for bringing us to Barnea barriers that seem impenetrable, that seem like there's no way we can ever score a victory. But we can, Lord. That Barnea barrier will crumble just like the walls of Jericho. And we shall go on into everything God has in mind for us. We shall experience victory through Jesus. In your name, Jesus, amen.